buzzing from the feedback speaker. Today's passage is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 29.
今天早上的经文是取自于马太福音第七章第二十四节到第二十九节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 29.
第七章二十四到二十九节。
I'll read from the English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law. So peace to you, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹平安。
Everybody's asleep already. Peace to you, brothers and sisters. This week, we'll continue our sermon series on the parables and imageries from Matthew.
本周我们从马太福音里继续我们的比喻和图像的讲道系列。
Now, faithful followers of our sermon would have noticed that there is this prominent imagery that is running through Matthew.
有跟随这个讲道系列的信徒们都知道，马太福音里有一个明显的景图像，就是耶稣为王的图像。
And this imagery is Jesus as king. Now, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus as king has already given his law for his kingdom.
在登山宝训里，耶稣这位国王给了他王国他的法律。
And he as the king, he is the king, so all the people of this kingdom therefore must be subjected to his laws.
由于他是国王，所以所属这个王国的人都必须遵守他的法律。
Now this imagery I'm sure is very easy for us to understand.
这图像是很容易理解的。
If you are in Singapore,
如果你在新加坡,
then you live under Singapore laws.
你就必须遵守新加坡的法律。
No, you must be careful with your chewing gums.
你要小心处理你的口香糖。
Don't drive on the bus lane during peak hours.
不要在繁忙的时间, 使用驾车的专, 巴士的专用道。
And at all times, we declare that the PAP is a very kind and loving government.
我们宣称人民行动党是一个善良和有爱心的政府。
Similarly, if you come to my house,
同样的，如果你来我家,
you also have to come under my house rules.
你必须遵守我家的规则。
In my house, I'm the king.
在我家我是国王。
And therefore, I have the final say.
我有最后的发言权。
However, my situation is not like a game of chess.
不过我的情况就如国际象棋游戏。
The king only lives because we know that the queen is powerful.
国王能生存, 就因为王后是强大的。
Now, under normal circumstances,
在一般的情况下,
after the king has given his laws,
当国王定下他的法律,
the proper response as citizens of this kingdom is obedience.
公民适当的回应就是服从。
Now that is pretty straightforward.
这似乎很简单。
We obey the laws because we have already submitted ourselves under the king's authority.
我们会遵守法律，因为我们服从国王的权柄。
His wish is our command.
他的意愿就是我们的命令。
The will of the king is a directive for us to follow.
国王的旨意就是我们遵循的指令。
However, it's also precisely at this point that this imagery of Jesus as king will begin to fail.
然而，这正是耶稣为国王的这个图像失败的开始。
Because unlike a king, Jesus does not have soldiers to maintain his rule.
耶稣不像一个国王，他没有士兵来维持他的。
No one will be punished or imprisoned for, you know, for breaking his laws.
没有人会因为触犯他的律法而受到惩罚或监禁。
So it seems to us that these laws are in fact, you know, quite unenforceable.
在我们看来，这些律法似乎无法执行的。
Unlike a king, Jesus also don't have any physical presence.
不像一个国王，耶稣没有一个实
We do not feel that, you know, Jesus is right around us, you know, to nag about our obedience to the law.
我们感觉不到耶稣在我们旁边，要我们服从他律法，不断的唠叨。
You know, as the saying would say, out of sight, out of mind.
常言道，眼不见，心不烦。
So, unlike a king, Jesus also do not have any earthly, you know, favors to bestow upon us.
耶稣不像一个国王，他无法赐予世俗的好处。
Now, the best Christian, you know, those who follow all the laws, they will not be able to earn any titles of nobility or be conferred into any rights or lands.
最好的基督徒也不能得取得任何贵族的衔头或授予任何土地的权利。
So in short, although the law has been given, does obedience actually matter?
简单的来说，法律虽有，但服从法律是不是重要的？
Does obedience actually matter?
服从法律是不是重要的？
Now, to help us see this situation clearly, Jesus used an imagery here.
耶稣为了帮助我们更加清楚，看得更清楚，他描绘了一个图像。
And this is our passage for today.
这是今天的经文。
He talks about two kinds of house builders.
他谈到两种建房子的人。
One builds his house on the rock.
一个把房子建在岩石上。
One builds his house on the sand.
另一个把房子建在沙土上。
But herein lies the danger of using an imagery.
然而在这里使用这个图像有一个潜在的危险。
When you use an imagery, you need the right context.
在没有正确认识耶稣背景的情况下。
Therefore, if you do not know this proper context of Jesus, that Jesus is using,
在没有正确的认识耶稣背景的情况下，
we may easily therefore miss the main point of his imagery.
我们很容易错过耶稣的信息的重点。
We might think that, oh, this house on the rock, you know, this is previous PowerPoint. You might think that, oh, this house on the rock, oh, that house on the rock is like, you know, the one on the cliff with a great sea view.
我们可能会认为在岩石上的这个房子就像在悬崖上的房子一样，有着美丽的海景。
Oh, the waves, you know, they can continuously splash against the rock, but it will never affect this house on top.
海浪拍打着那个岩石，但绝对不会影响在岩石上的房子。
And we think about the house on the sand, we think about, oh, it's like this sand at the beach.
当我们想起在那个在沙土上的房子，我们就想到沙滩上的沙堡。
Oh, come, you know, there's this waves beating against all the time, and when it's high tide, the waves will just cover, bury the house.
在涨潮时，海浪轻易的能够淹没这个房子。
Now, if this is the image, if this is the context, then for us, oh, the choice, you know, it seems to be very clear.
如果这个是那个背景，那选择是很简单的。
Anyone, you know, will know that, oh, if you build this house on the sand, this is a crazy and foolish man.
任何人都知道，把房子建设在沙土上的是一个愚蠢的人。
And of course, every one of us will be the one who wants to build on the rocks. That's the normal and sensible person.
每个人都要把房子建设在岩石上，那是一个正常理智人所会做的。
So therefore, we will conclude that, oh, Jesus is actually telling us not to be stupid.
因此，我们可能会得出耶稣叫我们不要愚蠢的这个结论。
And therefore, we might conclude that, oh, therefore, obeying Jesus' law, you know, is a matter of course.
所以我们会认为。服从耶稣的律法是当然的。
Therefore, you know, who in the right mind will want to build a house, you know, with daily onrushing waves?
有哪一个正常的人会把房子建设在海浪必经之路呢？
Of course, we will choose to obey Jesus, wouldn't we?
当然，我们会选择服从耶稣，对吗？
Next slide. But that is not Jesus' context.
但这不是耶稣所指的。
When Jesus was referring to the rock and the sand, he was actually referring to this very unique. Phenomenon in the Israelite wilderness.
耶稣所说的岩石和沙土是指以色列旷野特有的现象。
He is talking about floods in the desert.
他所指的是沙漠里的洪水。
Floods in the desert.
在沙漠中里面有洪水。
I'm sure this is something that you know his direct listeners they know from experience, but for us we can only imagine.
那些当时的直接听众能从他们的经验中所能体会的，但是对我们来说，这个只能够靠想象力了。
In Israel, actually, floods in the desert is something of a frequent occurrence because of you know this unique topology of the land.
在以色列， 由于地形的关系，沙漠中发生洪水是出奇的频繁。
Now the mountains to the north of Negev and the west of the Judea wilderness, they get significant amount of rainfall, but at an extremely short amount of rain, of a rainy season.
在内盖夫北方和朱地亚荒野西方的山区，在极短的雨季里有很大的降雨量。
Extremely short rainy season.
在极短的雨季里。
Now, and this rainfall, they land on the limestone mountains.
这雨呢下在那个石灰岩的山区。
And because they are limestone mountains, the soil of this mountain, they cannot absorb this short amount of, huge amount of water in a very short amount of time.
因为这个是石灰岩，它不能够在短时间吸收这么多的雨水。
And all this water, they will run across into the arid wilderness.
这些雨水就会流入干旱的那个旷野。
And therefore they become sudden floods of rushing waves.
他们就会变成湍急的洪流。
And these floods and river, they also disappear on into the dry land just as fast as they appear.
这些洪流会很快的消失在那干燥的土地上，就如他们出现的一样快。
And eventually all that you see, most of the time, you see dry riverbeds.
很快的，所剩下的只有干枯的那个河床。
Now the wilderness actually has many of these dry riverbeds.
在旷野里有很多干枯的河床。
And they become larger and larger. They look like plains, you know, flat land. As you go nearer and nearer to the Dead Sea.
越接近死海，它们的体积就越大。
These dry riverbeds are known as wadis.
这些干枯的河床也被称为 wadi.
Now.So because there is also this great sudden decrease from rushing rivers in the mountains until they reach to the plain, there's a great decrease in speed.
洪水从山上往下流到平原的时候，水流的速度会突然的下降。
And therefore, this flood river, you know, eventually they'll leave behind many gravels and sand.
他们会留下很多石子和沙子。
So actually, Jesus' imagery of the wise man who built his house on the rock and the foolish man who built his house on the sand is actually based on this very unique phenomenon.
耶稣所描述的智者把房子建在磐石上和愚者把房子建在沙土上的这个图像是基于这种独特的现象。
The one who built his house on the sand is actually building on a flood zone.
把房子建在沙土上的其实是把房子建在那个洪泛区。
When the rains fell and the floods came, this house will be destroyed.
下雨的时候，洪水来了，这些房子都会被摧毁。
And the one who builds on the rock is actually out of the flood zone, as you see. This looks like dry land, but it's actually, you know, a river.
那些把房子建在磐石上的，就也就不是在洪水洪泛区。
And those the rain will come, you know, it will have no impact on his house because it's up on top on the mountain itself.
雨再大也对那个房子没有影响。
Now, I guess it's very hard for us to imagine, you know, a flood in the desert.
我们很难想象在沙漠中会有水患。
But when a flood does occur in the desert, it's very fast, it's very strong, it's amazing to behold.
当沙漠中发生洪水，那个景象是令人惊异的。
The sky is clear.
天空晴朗
the sun is shining,
阳光明媚
and all of a sudden you have this rushing wall of water running through the entire canyon.
突然间一道咆哮的水穿过那个狭窄的峡谷
Now anyone and anything that is unfortunate that is, you know, within this line of this rushing water will be destroyed.
任何不幸处在这河谷里面的这个东西或人都会被冲走
And this is actually a very frequent occurrence for shepherds or sheep, you know, feeding on the wadi at this time.
这个景象对于那些在那边那些牧羊人和那些羊群是很普遍的。
Although the wadis remain dry for most of the year,
虽然wadi在一年大部分时间都是干燥的。
But when you have sudden floods, it will just rush through this riverbed because of all this rain coming from the nearby mountains.
在附近的山下雨时候，会造成突发的洪水通过这些河床。
So the most frequent cause of death, you know, in the wilderness, you would think, oh, is it starvation?
在旷野中最常见的 的死因，你会想认为是不是饿死
？Or maybe it's thirst, you know? Or maybe it's heat exhaustion.
是渴死呢，还是热衰竭致死
？Surprisingly, most wilderness death happen through floods.
令人惊讶的是，大部分旷野的死亡事件都是在发生在洪水的时候。
Floods in the desert, that's unimaginable.
在沙漠里发生洪水，不可想象的。
And therefore, this is the proper context of Jesus' imagery.
这是耶稣描绘的图像的适当背景。
You have heard the laws of the king given by King Jesus.
你已听说过耶稣的律法。
You have, therefore, now you have two choices to respond.
现在你有两个选择来回应。
You can choose to obey. You can choose to disobey.
你可以选择服从，你也可以选择不服从。
If you have the original misconception of the two pictures, you would think that, oh, I must be the sensible man. I will not be building on the sand. I'll be building on the rock. You would think that obedience is a matter of course.
你会认为，如果你是理智的，你会认为服从是当然的。
But if you know the proper context today,
如果你了解。那个当时的背景
you will see that, oh, actually, obedience is not a matter of course.
你就会看到服从不是当然的。
Obedience is a matter of deliberately choosing the more difficult way.
服从是故意选择困难的途径。
It is tougher.
它会比较辛苦。
It's against our natural inclination.
也不符合我们的自然的意愿。
But we do it because it's safer.
但他，我们做是因为他会更安全。
The one who listens and obeys builds his house on the rock.
一个聆听和服从的人会把房子建在岩石上。
Now these are limestone mountains.
这是石灰岩山区。
I'm not in construction. Chen Lian is the one in construction. I understand that they are very hard. They are very dry. They are very difficult to build.
他们是很硬的，对。
Confirm. All right.But the house is safe from the flood that will come. This we now know.
但是房子肯定不会受到洪水的危害。
So the one who listens and does not obey, he builds his house on the sandy ground.
一个聆听但不服从的人，他会把房子建在沙土上。
Why are they sandy?
为什么是沙土呢？
Because they are actually wadis.
因为他们实际上是洼地。
They are dry riverbeds in the desert. They are riverbeds.
他们是沙漠中干枯了的河床。
So if ever the rain comes,
如果下雨的话呢？
These wadis will suddenly become rivers.
这些洼地会突然间变成河流。
And everything in its path will be swept away.
一切在它路径的东西都会被一扫而空。
I'm sure that slowly and surely you begin to see.That actually all this storm and rain that is referred to in Jesus' imagery, they are actually an analogy of the coming judgment that will come.
肯定的，你可以看到耶稣所描绘的图像里的风暴和雨，是实际上是未来审判的类比。
Now all of us we have heard the laws in the Sermon on the Mount.
我们大家都听过登山宝训的教导。
You can choose to obey. You can choose to disobey.
你可以选择服从或不服从。
And therefore, we will ask the question.
所以我们问那个一个问题。
Does obedience actually matter?
服从是否重要
？And in the concluding words in the Sermon on the Mount, you know, at the passage we have today.
在登山宝训的结论里，在经节的尾端
，we see that Jesus have given his answer.
耶稣给了答案。
Yes, yes, it matters.
是的，它是重要的。
You can build your house on the rock. You can build your house on the sand.
你可以把房子建在岩石上，你也可以把房子建在沙土上。
But I tell you, there will one day come a day of storm.
但是我告诉你，一定会有暴雨来临的那一天。
And you will know which is the one that will stand.
到时候你就会知道哪一栋房子会屹立不倒。
If there is no storm,
若不会有风暴。
The wadi is a great place to build a house.
Wadi 是一个建房子的好地方。
The land, you know, is much softer than the limestone rocks.
它的土地比那个石灰岩柔软。
You have also shade from the steep mountains.
附近的山区也能提供一些遮阴。
Oh, in the entire dry wilderness, the Wadi is actually one of the very few places that actually has easily accessible water.
在整个干燥的那个荒野里，洼地也是少数能够得到水的地方。
The Wadi is easier, it's more natural.
洼地似乎比较好。
It's easier to plant crops and easier to get food for your cattle.
它也比较容易种植农作物，也容易为兴趣啊找食物。
The Wadi is a great place to build a house.
洼地是一个盖房子的好地方。
If there is no storm.
若不会有风暴。
If there is no storm, superficiality is also good enough.
若不会有风暴，表面是好的。
Oh, I do not have to work hard on a foundation on a rock.
我不需要在岩石上立根基来辛苦的劳作。
Outwardly, I can be just like any other Christians.
表面上我也可以像其他的基督徒一样。
Others will call Jesus Lord, Lord.
他们叫耶稣主啊，主啊。
I also can call Jesus Lord, Lord.
我也是叫耶稣主啊，主啊。
Others can engage in all kinds of spiritual activities.
他们从事各种属灵的活动。
I can also busy myself with all these things.
我也为同样的事情而忙。
Superficiality is good enough.
表面上是好的就可以了。
I do not need to actually transform myself to obey these laws of Jesus.
我不需要改变来真正服从耶稣这些律法。
And you know these laws of Jesus, they demand a very extreme and private obedience to the law. They will force me to transform myself and my values and my characters.
遵循这些律法将迫使我改变我的价值观和我的个性。
It is good enough to just appear superficially a Christian.
当一个表面的基督徒就足够了。
If there is no storm.
若没有风暴的话。
If there is no storm, the one slogging on the mountain seems to be the foolish one for all his extra efforts.
若没有风暴，那个在岩石上付出额外努力的似乎是很愚蠢。
If there is no storm, I do not need to force myself to love my enemies.
若不会有风暴，我也不需要强逼我自己去爱我的敌人。
If there is no storm, I don't have to deal with my hate.
若不会有风暴，我也不需要处理我的恨。
I don't have to deal with my lust.
处理我的欲望。
Deal with my lies.
处理我的谎言。
Deal with my pride.
处理我的傲气。
If there is no storm, I can just be myself.
若不会有风暴，我可以做我自己。
I don't have to be the light and salt of this world.
我不需要成为这世界的盐和光。
I don't have to listen and actually have to practice them.
我不需要聆听和实践这些东西。
I can just enjoy my sermons every Sunday.
我可以就享受我的说教，每个星期天的说教。
And I don't have to feel compelled to change.
而不是会被觉得要被逼改变。
If there is no storm.
若不会有风暴。
But the storm we know surely comes.
但风暴一定会来。
How do we know?
我们如何知道呢?
Because the one who has given the laws is also the one who has spoken with authority.
那一位给律法的，也就是那一位说话有权柄的。
The storm will surely come.
风暴一定会来。
The environment looks like a parched desert. It's a desert.
那环境是一个炎热的沙漠。
And you have this choice. You want to build on a soft ground or you want to build on a hard rock.
你有一个选择，你要把房子建在沙土上或把房子建立在岩石上。
I know it's tough, but I'm telling you, choose the rock.
我知道是很辛苦的，但是我告诉你，选择岩石。
Because the storm will surely come.
因为风暴一定会来。
Now, the truth is that nobody will know what goes on in a person's heart.
事实上，没有任何一个人能够知道另一个人心里在想什么。
You know, one will feel better. You know, nobody knows what I'm thinking. I will feel better if I build my security on wealth.
一个人会觉得比较好一些。当他通过自己的财富来建立安全感的时候，他会觉得比较好一些。
I would feel better if I built my esteem on judging others.
他也会觉得，当他通过论断别人来建立他人对自己的尊重的时候，他也会觉得好一些。
I would prefer to build my reputation on public displays of piety.
通过公开展示他的虔诚来建立自己的声誉地位的时候，他也会觉得好一些。
I would feel better to build in this way.
我会觉得好一些。
But today I tell you, build your security on trusting fully on the Lord.
但今天我告诉你，要选择通过完全信任上帝来建立安全感。
You must build your esteem on being gracious to others.
要选择通过宽厚的对待他人来建立他人对自己的尊重。
And you build your reputation only in God's eyes.
要选择通过上帝来建立自己的声誉和地位。
Choose the rock instead of the sand.
选择岩石不是沙土。
Because the storm will surely come one day.
因为风暴一定会来。
I would like to play for you a routine, and can you play this for me? And you can watch the PowerPoint for the words.
Good job, really. He had to go out and collect all of the animals in the world by the twos, two mosquitoes, male or female.
Start again.
And he had to keep telling the rabbit. Of course, Noah had a heck of a job, really. He had to go out and collect all of the animals in the world by twos.Two mosquitoes, male or female. And he had to keep telling the rabbits, only two, only two, only two. So we find Noah pulling up the last two animals, two hippos, and he's really in a hurry to get them up because he's afraid that the Lord's going to call him and ask him to do something else. And his nerves are shot. This is one heck of a job for a man 600 years old. So we find him pulling up the last two hippos, and of course the Lord does call him there.Come on, fat hippos, hurry up. Come on, will you please? Noah. What? What do you want? Gotta take one of those hippos out and bring in another one. What for? Because you got two males down there and you need to bring in a female. I'm not bringing nothing in. You change one of them. Come on, you know I don't work like that.I'm sick and tired. I've had enough of this stuff. I've been working all day, working on for days and days. I'm sick and tired of this. Noah? Yeah? How long can you tread water? Yeah, well, I got news for you. I'm sick and tired of this whole mess. I've had the whole neighborhood's out there laughing at me. You're all having a grand time at good old Noah there. I went out and got my best friend, Larry. I said, Larry, listen, I've been talking with the Lord. Larry said, oh, really? I said, yeah, yeah, that's it.Lord, Larry, Lord, you walked off there laughing. I hear them all up there laughing at me. You know I'm the only guy in this neighborhood with an ark. People around there laughing, picket signs, walking up and down. I'm sick and tired of this stuff here. People are walking around there. How you doing, Tarzan? How's everything out there? Sick and tired of this mess here. You're supposed to know all and see all. You let me go out there and bring in a pregnant elephant. You give me no manual for delivery and nothing. Never told me the thing was pregnant. There's good old Noah waiting underneath the elephant there. Broom, right on top of it.All that stuff for you running around. You're supposed to know all and see all. Like I said before, you let me go out there and do all this stuff here. You never even looked in the bottom of that ark. Have you looked down there? No. Who's going to clean up that mess down there? That's me. I'll tell you that. I've had enough of this stuff. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm letting all these animals out, and then I'm going to burn down this ark, and I'm going to Florida somewhere because you haven't done nothing. I'm sick and tired of all this mess. You're fooling around, and you haven't done nothing since you got it raining. It's not a shower, is it? Okay, Lord, me and you, right? Because I knew all the time everything was fine.
That's it. Now, this community routine is quite a famous one. It's known as Noah, Me and You, Lord.
这个喜剧是一个挺出名的。被称为诺亚，我和你，主。
Now the punchline works. Noah says, "You and me, Lord, you know, because the moment the flood came, we know that the relationship between the Lord and Noah it became really, really crucial."
这个笑点很有效，因为在洪水来的时候，诺亚与上帝之间的关系突然间变得非常的重要。
Now before the flood.
在洪水来到之前
，It's hard to tell who is the one that's wise, who is the one that's foolish.
很难说谁是智者，谁是愚者。
You know, it most likely it seems like the one who has labored for nothing on and on. That guy is the one that's foolish. Everybody's laughing at him.
比较有可能的是，那个白干的会被大家当成是一个傻瓜。
When I thought about Jesus' imagery in today's passage,
当我思想今天讲到。你的那个耶稣所描绘的图像的时候
，I wonder to myself，
我自己在想
，Where is my house now？
我的房子在哪里
When the storm comes, can my house withstand the flood?
当那个风暴来的时候，我的房子是否抵御得了那个洪水吗？
I admit that it was tough for me.
我承认这对我来说是艰难的。
Because I'm often tempted to do what is easy, to do what, you know, just look good on the surface, that's good enough.
因为我常常想做那些在那些容易的以及表面上看起来简单的。
I hate to get out of my comfort zone.
我不想离开我的安乐窝。
I hate to, you know, this stretching of the mind.
我讨厌绞尽脑汁。
At this renewing of the heart.
我讨厌心灵更新。
And the sacrificing of my will.
也讨厌牺牲我的自己的意愿。
But you know, after today's imagery, I'm thinking twice about my usual practices.
但是你知道的，我会重新考虑我的惯常的做法。
The tempting place is to go to the one that is, you know, sandy and soft.
最诱人的地方是那个柔软的地方。
You know, there's the sand there.
有沙土
It's got the bits of grass and bushes there.
有一点草
But this, you know, this grass and bushes, they are there for a reason.
但是你知道这些草和那些灌木在那边是有它的道理的。
Because it's a wadi.
因为那个是一个那个地方是 wadi.
It's a dry riverbed that will flood when the storm comes.
是一个干的河谷，当风暴来的时候，它会淹没的。
It is safer to actually practice, therefore, the words of Jesus.
遵行耶稣的话语会比较安全。
Because I'm building my house on a safe place.
因为我把房子建造在一个安全的地方。
It is, even we know that it's very tough to build there.
即使我们知道是非常艰难的。
Because the storm will surely come one day.
因为风暴有一天一定会来。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the image that you have shown us today. There is the place, difficult one on the rock. There's the comfortable one for us on the sand. But today, we know we must choose the one on the rock. Because when the day the storm comes, the one on the sand will be the one that will be swept away. Lord, we ask that, Lord, you give us perseverance, you give us courage to do the right thing. And all this we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.